In addition to our pageant up here, there's a classic story, I wonder if you've heard it, of a pageant that happened out in the Midwest. And when telling this story, the name of Wallace Perling always comes up. For Wally's performance in the annual production of the Nativity play always has become a legend. You see, Wally was 9 that year and in 2nd grade. He could have been in 4th grade. He was big and a little bit slower in movement, perhaps a little slower to speak. He was well liked by his classmates, all of which were a little smaller than he, and the boys sometimes had a little trouble hiding that they got a little irritated with him, especially when there were any kind of games in which winning was important. Even though the others tried to keep him out, he hung around because he was helpful and because he smiled a lot. You see, he protected all of the others, especially the younger ones. So for the Christmas pageant, Wally loved the idea of being a shepherd. But Miss Lumbar, the director, assigned him a more important role. She decided he should be the innkeeper. She thought this role was perfect for him. It didn't have a lot of lines. And with his size and his refusal of the lodging would be more forceful. So finally, as it turned out, the night of the presentation for the pageant was there. Wally, like everybody else, got caught up in the excitement and the magic of Christmas. Later, it was remarked that Miss Lumbar had to make sure that Wally didn't go on before his time. He got so excited about the production. The time came when Joseph appeared and slowly and tenderly guiding Mary to the door of the inn. Joseph knocked hard on the wooden door set in the painted backdrop. Wally, as the innkeeper, stood there waiting. "What do you want?" Wally said, swinging the door open with a brusque gesture. "We seek lodging." "Seek it elsewhere," Wally spoke as he was supposed to. "The inn is filled." "Sir, we've seeked everywhere else in vain. We've traveled far and we're weary. There's no room in the inn for you." He looked properly stern. "Please, good innkeeper, this is my wife Mary. She's heavy with child and she needs a place to rest. Surely you have some corner for her. She is so tired." Now, for the first time, the innkeeper relaxed his stiff stance and looked down at Mary. With that, there was a long pause, and it was just long enough to make the audience a little tense with embarrassment. "No, be gone," the prompter whispered on the side of the stage for Wally. "No," he repeated automatically, "be gone." Joseph sadly placed his arm around Mary, and Mary laid her head on the husband's shoulder, and they began to move away. But the innkeeper didn't return inside of his inn. Wally stood in the doorway, watching the forlorn couple, his mouth open, his brow creased with concern, and his eyes unmistakably with tears. And suddenly, this Christmas pageant became a little different than the others. "Don't go," Joseph Wally called out. "Bring Mary back." Wallace Perling's face grew into a bright smile. "You can have my room." Some people in the town thought the pageant had been ruined. And yet there were others, many, many others, who considered it the most Christmas of all Christmas pageants they had ever seen. Something inside of Wally moved him and prepared him to expect that Christ would show up, even in the midst of a Christmas pageant. You see, the Holy Spirit, who moves and lives in all of us, he was off script. But the young innkeeper made room for the baby Jesus that evening. On this holy night, as we gather to expect Christ, we find ourselves like the innkeeper of millennia ago, a diligent innkeeper who would prepare not only a private room for guests, but a courtyard and troughs for animals. The imperial call for census ahead of taxation, no doubt that would have put a crunch on time. Certainly a jolly hospitality manager knew that keeping guests was key for anything. Doesn't it sound an awful lot like getting ready for our holidays as well? The innkeeper wanted to host as many families as possible. Was it not possible? The innkeeper's heart was moved by the Holy Spirit that night as he made room for the Holy Family in the stable outside? Yes, God's way to remind us that we can expect Christ to show up in our picture-perfect Christmas moments, as well as the straw-strewn messy ones as well. We who, like the innkeeper, who have been preparing throughout Advent, when we prepare to expect hope and peace and love and joy in our home with trees and nativities and cookies and gifts, and often, like Wally, end up off script. Through the movement of the Holy Spirit, with governmental census taking and the announcement of angels, the appearance of a star, or whatever it takes from God to get our attention, we expect Christ to show up. We open ourselves then to the possibility that Christ will show up, even on Christmas Eve. The birth of Jesus changed the life of the innkeeper forever. Just like Emmanuel, God with us, redeems and transforms our lives. The good news of a great joy, friends, is that Jesus Christ is born tonight and always for each of us. May we, like Wally, look for and expect Christ in our lives. The humble Christ is born in a stable and in our hearts. Let us make room in our own lives for him. This is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.